silence towards the four parts of the starry universe. Time falls like manna at the corners of the wintry earth. We have become more humble than the rocks, more wakeful than the patient hills. Charm with your stainlessness these nights in Advent, holy spheres, while minds as meek as beasts stay close at home in the sweet hay, and intellects are quieter than the flocks that feed by starlight. Oh, pour your darkness and your brightness over all our solemn valleys, you skies, and travel like the gentle virgin towards the planet's stately setting. Oh, white full moon, as quiet as Bethlehem.
My brothers and sisters, we are in the midst of the solemn season of Advent, in which the Church bids us prepare to celebrate the coming of Christ, a coming that we recall in the Child of Bethlehem, a coming that we experience in the gift of his Spirit, in the bread of the Eucharist, in the joy of human lives that are shared, and a coming we wait for when God gathers up all things in Christ. Let us, in this holy season, reflect on the coming of Christ, who brings light to the world. Let us leave behind the darkness of sin, walk in the light that shines on our path, and renew within ourselves the hope of glory to which Christ beckons us. As we turn towards the light, let us have on our hearts all of those who see no light, for whom all is darkness and despair. Let us pray that they too may be illumined by Christ, who is our light.
Thank you.
Advent is a season of expectation and preparation as we prepare to celebrate Christmas, the coming of Christ in his incarnation. But it also looks ahead to his final advent as judge at the end of time. The readings and liturgies not only direct us towards Christ's birth, they also challenge a modern reluctance to confront the theme of divine judgment. Every eye shall now behold him robed in dreadful majesty. When the Lord comes, he will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and he will disclose the purposes of the heart. Therefore, in the light of Christ, let us confess our sins. God, through Jesus Christ, will judge the secret thoughts of all. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love, who gave his only Son for the redemption of the world, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Isaiah's prophecy of John's wonderful voice calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Such beautiful, thrilling words always catch me, and the anticipation of joy and of light begins to work its way into me. We have come to the middle of Advent, and it is time to lift our heads to see who comes. This is a joy for us, but it is a joy for all the world. This coming amongst us of what is holy, this coming amongst us of God. It is a time to rejoice.
Thank you.
does it come? How does this wonder come to us? Let us travel. Let us travel to the hill country. Let us travel with the God-bearer.
The reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 55. In those days Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfilment of what was spoken to her by the Lord."
And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever."
In this story that is so familiar to us, two things strike me today. The first is the wonderful moment and the power of recognition. John leaps in the womb at the presence of Christ and passes on his recognition to his mother, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is able to tell Mary, is able to affirm for Mary the promise that she has received from God. We need to be conscious that we also should affirm in other people what they carry of God, to recognize it, to rejoice in it. And the second thing is, in the Magnificat, so beautifully read there, we hear Mary shift the whole story out from beyond our Christmas dinners and our Christmas trees, beyond our little twinkling lights and our family at the table. This coming is huge. This coming is vast. It's a coming that heralds something for the whole world. As I have said twice and will say again, Advent holds our hope and excitement for Christmas, but it also points to another bigger Advent when Christ will return to us and the world will become a different place. Here, we're going to listen to two voices, two generations passing on the vision of Revelation, the vision of that second coming.
From the book of Revelation, "Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb."
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, See, I'm making all things new. Also he said, Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children.
Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as a crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street and of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kind of fruit, producing its fruits each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations.
Advent is one of the most exciting and extraordinary times of the church's year. It holds within it the shadows of our own awareness of how little we have actually prepared, and a prompt to wake up out of our sleep, for our salvation is closer at hand than when we first believed. It is a time when we are to set about preparing the way of the Lord. It is lit by that very human anticipation of Christmas and the possible joys therein. And it also holds this promise of the healing of the world and the coming of God to dwell among us now, today, but also for all people everywhere at the end of time. This mystery, the awe of it, the wonder, I think is held really well by this next hymn. It will lead us into prayer.
Thank you.
and allow the story of our Saviour's birth to penetrate our hearts and minds. May our joy be deeper, our worship more real, and our lives worthier of all that you have done for us through the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Maranatha.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
We pray for the Church, for the wider Christian family who will be celebrating this festival in so many different ways, and for those who dare not celebrate openly, for Christians in countries where there is persecution, for Christians in our own country with whom we will share our celebrations, and for our own Church family. Grant that all who come into our Church at this time may be enabled to renew their relationship with you. May your blessing be upon all who worship with us. Give us grace to live as faithful members of your family, that we may learn each day afresh to love and serve you. Maranatha.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
We pray for friends and family who are ill at this time, and remember them in the quietness of our hearts. We bring them to you in confidence that you love them and know their every need. Bless all that is being done for their recovery and answer our prayers. Maranatha.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
We pray for people who are lonely. Those who are lonely because they have lost a partner. Those who are lonely because no one seems to care. Those who are lonely because of illness. Let your presence be with those who are alone at this season of friendship. And may we take your friendship to those whom we know will be alone this Christmas. He who receives our prayers, say, surely I come quickly. I am the root and offspring of David. I am the bright morning star.
Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I was so sorry that our Advent carol service at Morley was cancelled. It was snowed off. But it's been a real joy, actually, to be with you again and with the lovely people who recorded the reading specially for us. And thank you to them. It seems ages since we've had a podcast. And it's fitting that it should actually be in the middle of Advent, where we can capture all its different themes. Tomorrow is Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, where the shadows fall away somewhat and we look with excitement and great hope, because of course what we look for in Jesus and in his second coming is love and the rule of love, the kingdom of love. It is the most wonderful hope that we carry, and we know that it will not be overcome. We're going to have our final carol and then something different. Blessings be upon you as you journey through the rest of your Advent days.
Thank you. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete.
Depois annis gratiae, hoc quod optabamus, Carmine latitiae, devoti redamus.
Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, 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 Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete.
Deus homo factus est, natura mirante, mundus renovatus est, per Christo regnante.
Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, 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 Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete.
Nese caelis puta clausa per transita, onde lux est tota salus infinita.
Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, 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 Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete.
Ego nostro cantio, salutiam illustro, benedicat Domino, salus regi nostro.
Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine. Gaudete, 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 Christus est natus, ex Maria.